You are listening to a Triple D production.
Oh, what a marvelous night. So dark, so gloomy. The bats are screeching. The wolves are howling in the distance. How delightfully dreadful. What is that noise? Seems to be coming from Wednesday's room. Is she torturing some small animal again? I told that girl 1,000 times not to. Wait a minute. By the 7 hells, it's my daughter. Is she touching herself? She is. Just look at her go. She seems to be enjoying herself quite vigorously. Furiously jamming her fingers deep into a little pussy. You can see the sweet agony on her face. How glorious. Although, I must say, it's clear the poor girl is quite an experience. She's having quite a lot of difficulty achieving orgasm. Her pale skin is turning beet red as she desperately tries to finger herself. And she has almost rubbed a little pussy raw. You would think that her sexual education classes would cover something as simple as masturbation. But it seems education is lacking. It appears a proper lesson is in order. Good evening, Wednesday. Oh, no. Don't bother covering up. That worry's seen a lot more than enough to know what's going on. Yes, I saw you touching yourself. And frankly, I'm concerned. No, dear. Of course I'm not angry with you. If anything, I'm actually quite pleased with your actions. Why? Because it's clear to me that you're coming of age. You're taking those crucial first steps from being a sweet and innocent young girl and transforming into a fully developed and mature young woman. Honestly, we should have had this talk a long time ago. What was that? You want to know if you're weird? Well, I would hope so, my dear. Life is better like that. But no, sweetie. In this case, you certainly aren't weird. This is simply what happens when an Adam's girl becomes a woman. You see, women in this family have always been special. We have unique tastes and desires. I was not so different from how you are now. When I first met your father, I would often retreat to my chambers every night and violently explore my body. And wishing the stinging caress of my lover's touch upon my pale and slender body. Yes, I said violently, in order to truly experience the pleasures of being a woman, you must allow your lover to conquer you in every sense of the word. So many people today believe that a woman needs to be worshipped like some pretty little trinket. But it takes a real partner to assert the dominance over a woman and claim her as their own. May I ask, what exactly were you thinking about as you attempted to pleasure yourself? Tell me, darling. A boy from your school? Interesting. Tell me, do you fantasize about this boy often? Almost every day. Oh my, to think my little Wednesday has had her heart set aflutter by the charms of a young man. Oh, I do hope he's worthy of you. Never forget, if someone wishes to claim your virginity, then they will have to earn it. Forget the cliched notions of some tender grope fest in a fancy hotel room. No. By its very nature, losing your innocence should be rough. It should be painful. It should leave marks on your body that will take days to heal. Whoever this boy is, you may one day decide to give your body to him, so he better damn well prove that he's worthy of the honor. Is that understood? Oh, I know you're nervous, sweetie. I was nervous too at your age. When I was a girl, the idea of submitting myself in such a way was absolutely frightening. But then my mother taught me the dark and wondrous beauty that comes from being dominated, and the exquisite joys one could receive by giving up control and allowing themselves to be subjugated. As a matriarch of this house, it is now my duty to teach you to explore that beauty, to see the joy that comes from domination and from being dominated. Yes, there will come a time when you'll need to learn how to dominate others. But first, you will need to understand what it feels like to submit. Lay back, my child. Accept your place. From this point forward, I'm no longer just your mother, but also your mistress. You have no choice but to obey me, no matter what dark or twisted thought might pop into my head. You will submit to me. Do not hesitate, my sweet Wednesday. This is your fate, the fate of every woman in our family. Give in. Allow your mistress to show you the pleasures that come from submitting to a true superior. Maybe one day we'll find a partner who will be capable of dominating you. conquering you. Maybe even domesticating you. But for now, you'll have to make do with your mother and her deliciously wicked tongue. Are you enjoying yourself, my dear? A warm wet tongue is certainly better than your rough, trembling fingers. Remember the Adams Family Creed. We gladly feast on those who would subdue us. How appropriate is it then to be subdued by your mistress, by having a feast upon you? That's it. Moan for me. Throw your head back and scream as I ravish your delicate little pussy with my long slick tongue. Submit to me as I devour your sweet and delicious cunt. Commit this moment to memory. Learn what it feels like to submit yourself to your superior. To humble yourself before another. To allow someone to explore your newborn young body and force themselves deep inside of you. Enough with this foreplay. It's time for something more than just my tongue. That's right, my dear. I'm going to finger you. Your mother, your mistress, is going to finger fuck your adorable, tight, virginal pussy and force you to an earth-shattering orgasm. But don't think for a second that you can just lie there like a corpse while I do all the work. Oh no, while I'm busy fingering your cunt, you will be busy. Down here, serving me. Let me straddle your face. Oh, there you go. Gaze at your mistress's marvelous, mature cunt. From now on, This will be your one and only concern. You will devote yourself fully to servicing and satisfying my wet dripping pussy. Well, what are you waiting for? Start licking, slave.
Oh. Oh, yes. Yes. Oh. Oh, that's it. Oh. Yeah. Yeah. Have at it, you slut. You whore. You subservient little cunt licker. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. 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 This is all you're good for. You're born to be my slave. To serve me. To mourn and cry for my amusement. Yes. 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 Until someone worthy comes along and claims you. You're mine, and I will treat you however I wish. Oh. Oh, you're doing so good, little Wednesday. Oh, yes, 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 yes. My, oh my. What a good little cunt licker you turned out to be. I'm honestly surprised by your skills. Yes, yes, yes. Keep licking, you little slut. Yes, yes, oh yes. Oh, so good. I remember when my mother forced me to lick her pussy. It tasted so good. Now, my daughter gets to experience the same pleasures. Oh, oh yes. Oh yes, 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 yes. Oh, you wonderful little slut. You deserve a reward for your hard work. Get ready. Because I'm about to teach you how to properly finger a pussy. But don't you dare stop licking. And if you come before I do, I swear you'll regret it.
Seagull? Isn't this so much better than the rough, frantic pounding you were performing on your pussy earlier? Yes. Don't stop licking. Wait, you were pulling at it before? It looked like you were trying to tear your poor little clit clean off. Oh, yes. 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 It's my fault, really. You should have begun your sexual education much earlier. Yes. Oh, yes. You need a teacher. A mentor. Someone who will educate you on how to obtain true pleasure. Yes. And your first lesson is knowing that there is no pleasure without pain. That's right. Feel that hard slap right between your thighs, striking your pussy, punishing your cunt. Feel that explosion of agony
rocking you to your very core. You can tell your body is right on the edge. On the verge of a powerful and uncontrollable orgasm. Cry for me, child. Cry out in pleasure as you submit yourself to your mistress. Yes, yes, yes. Moan into my pussy. As I grind on your face. Such a bad, bad girl. Yes. Fuck. That's it. You naughty, dirty little girl. Oh, fuck. Those adorable little mods of yours. You're gonna push me right over the edge. I'm gonna come while grinding my pussy on my daughter's face. Yes, this is it, my child. Come for me. Yes, come for your mistress. Yes, submit yourself to me as I mark your pretty little face with my cum. Such a good girl. Such an obedient little slut. Oh, sweetie. Are you okay? I didn't suffocate you, did I? Lay down. Oh, my sweet little girl. Are you alright? I apologize if I was a little rough with you. But it was necessary. I needed you to understand the kind of abuse and humiliation you'll one day experience at the hands of your future lover. There will come a time when you'll be forced to withstand far greater torments than what I did to you tonight. You might be chained to a wall and beaten, or stripped naked in public for your partner's amusement. That's right, my dear. Your body will become their plaything. They will use you, abuse you, and leave you an exhausted, quivering little mess on the floor, and you will love them for it. Remember, any pain you suffer is simply proof of their devotion to you, proof of their love for you. Of course, that day is still far off. Rest now, my wicked child. We will continue your lessons tomorrow night. Before long, you will be ready to take a lover, a wonderful man or woman who will satisfy all of your dark, wicked, carnal, and sinful desires. But until that day, you belong to me. Sleep well, my little slave.